T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, welcome back. Later in this hour, and I'm hoping Keith Jones will help me with this, Al. ESPN takes every baseball game they ever do and destroys it with garbage. And I have examples to back up my thing. They did it Sunday night, Al. It was unwatchable. I had to mute it. And then even with that, there were graphs on my screen and launch angles and other garbage.
Isn't it awful?
I hate it.
Pre-packaged.
And I will prove to you it's terrible. But first, I have a lie. The man who's calm, every weekend, right?
Yes.
Rube's observations.
I look forward to it. Yeah.
It's like the football season never actually ends because of this gentleman from NBC Sports Philadelphia, the great Ruben Frick is with us. Hi, Rube!
Hey, guys.
Rube, fascinating stuff in your column, as always. And I just want to stop because this, obviously, in just a couple of weeks now, this Jalen Hurts story is going to be one that a lot of fans are thinking about. Is he going to make it? Isn't he going to make it? What's he going to do this year? You think it's pretty much a lock. He's here this year and next year. Please explain.
Yeah, I think the odds are really, really good that he will be the guy moving forward, just for a couple reasons. You know, you figure just replacing Rager with a real wide receiver. I mean, Jalen Rager played 736 reps last year. So that's 736 snaps that Jalen Hurts dropped back and didn't really have real options to throw the ball. Now he's got real wide receivers. And just having real players around him is going to help him improve. You know, and this is a kid who's gotten better every year. We forget that he's only 23, and pretty much any quarterback is going to improve from 23 to 24 to 25. And it's his second year in this offense, and he's never had a second year in any offense since he was in high school. But you put all that together, and you say, all right, he's going to get better. He's going to get a little bit better to a lot better. We don't know how much he'll improve, but he's going to get better. So now you think, well, where are you going to find someone better this offseason? No, because they're not going to have a high draft pick. They're not going to be picking in the first few picks to get one of the elite quarterbacks. And, you know, so where are you going to get someone better than Jalen Hurts? If he improves the amount that he should, now, look, that's not a lock. He could regress. That's possible. But I just don't see a situation where you hit this off season after this coming football season and have an opportunity to get somebody better without giving up a ton of draft picks. You're not going to go out and get a veteran. I mean, because who's going to be out there that's worth signing or trading for? So there's really limited options when it comes to quarterbacks. You have a kid who's shown promise, who's 23 years old, who's already played in the playoffs, who's done some good things, needs to be more accurate, needs to be more consistent, but he's 23. He's going to get better. I think he's the guy, and I really don't see a lot of scenarios where he's not.
There's another aspect to this that you mentioned in your note, and that is his commitment to succeed, his total commitment to work, do as much as he can to get better at this game. Rube, you've covered a lot of quarterbacks for a long time. Is his commitment second to none among all these guys that we've watched over the years?
I mean, look, guys like Donovan, Donovan had that as well. And I think pretty much every really good quarterback has that. Jeff Garcia certainly had it. I think we've seen that. I mean, certainly Nick had that, early in his career. He's going to get whatever he can out of his ability. You know, he's going to max out. So I don't know how high that is, but there's nothing that's going to stop him from getting every ounce of potential out of what he can do.
Rube, when you were listing all that, there was one conspicuous absence. And I think did it on purpose. Where was the name Carson Wentz?
You noticed that, huh?
I did notice. I was waiting for it.
I don't know that that's true with him. I really don't. I haven't been able to figure him out. He's obviously got some talent in there. I mean, he's had some incredible games. He was unparalleled in 17. I mean, what he did was, we forget just how good he played. That 9-game stretch might have been the best stretch of football any Eagles quarterback has ever played.
Yeah.
But ever. I mean, maybe Foles in 13, you could put him up again. But, I mean, there's never been a guy who's had a stretch better than that. And, but I don't know. I don't know about his makeup. I don't know if the mental, makeup is there for him to have sustained greatness. And we haven't seen that. So it's fair to question it.
All right. Let's get to the troubling stuff in here that's fun. But still, all right. So you put your Mount Rushmore together. And I get it. Benarek has to be on it. And Reggie White has to be on it. They're the two greatest players ever played for the Eagles. Van Buren, Al didn't put him on it because he doesn't remember. Right? But you're doing a Mount Rushmore. That has to count all the way. Van Buren's a short thing, Rube. No question.
Yeah, I don't see how you leave Steve Van Buren out. I mean, when he retired, he had 2,000 more rushing yards than anybody who ever played the game.
Come on.
I mean, he led the league five times. He was a five-time first-team All-Pro. He was the greatest running back ever for, a generation. So, I guess Bednarik and Reggie are indisputable. If you want to make a case to put, Dawk and Kelsey over Van Buren, I just don't see it. I don't see it. I think Van Buren's got to be on there with Bednarik and Reggie.
We're agreeing. But here's the problem, though. We only have room for one more hat.
It's a problem.
It is a problem because then you're going to eat even more rock if it's Kelsey because of all the beard, right? That's going to add more rock. But so you got Dawkins or Kelsey. Give us your thinking on who you're picking and why.
It was really hard to break that tie for me because they're both guys that redefined the position that they played, and they were the best at what they did. They're both Hall of Famers. Dawk was a five-time All-Pro, four times with the Eagles. Kelsey's a four-time All-Pro. I don't know how you break it. I kind of came down to the Super Bowl, and Kelsey, was a huge part of the ultimate team championship that this franchise won, and I can't believe I'm leaving Dawk off this Mount Rushmore, but for me, it comes down to Dawk versus Kelsey, and I went with Kelsey.
Yeah, we had our own poll, and the voters 2-1 picked Dawk, which amazed me. I know they love Dawk, but you're right that, don't you, to truly win the fans isn't the ultimate to win the championship? And Dawk didn't do it, and Kelsey did. I'm kind of with you on that.
Yeah, and I also think it's a lot harder to evaluate Kelsey. He's still playing, so it's harder to kind of look at his career that way. I mean, we have Dawk's whole career, and we know what he did. We know what he accomplished. He's in the Hall of Fame. He was an incredible player. He's an all-time great Eagle. But, it's a tough one. But, I'm with you. I'm going Kelsey.
All right, Rube, one last thing, and this is just my own personal campaign. I am really unhappy that the Eagles cut short their off-season program by 2 weeks because of they asked the doctors and they said don't risk injury. Will you pledge to me right now that if they lose that first game, or in fact any of the first four, which they're all favored to win, that you will hold that organization accountable for that dumb decision?
Yeah, I was skeptical last year when they had a really limited offseason. But, it didn't really come back to bite them. I don't like it, honestly. I was talking to Vermeil about this during practice because, their practices are like his warm-ups.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
We were just talking about how different things have gotten. But I think this is kind of the wave of the future. I'm still a little bit skeptical, but it seemed to work last year. They stayed healthy, and, they played hard, and they were ready, and they were physical. They were a physical team. Once the season started, so it seems to work for them. But it's
they were 2-5. What are you talking? They were 2-5. They were 2-5, Rube. They were after the opener. They lost five out of the next six.
Yeah, I know. But, I mean, if you look at the Atlanta game, it's like it's not like they weren't ready for the season is what I'm saying. They just weren't good enough to win those games.
Right,
I mean, they just got beat. It wasn't. I don't think they lost to the Chiefs and the Raiders and the Cowboys because they didn't have a longer offseason. I think the important thing is staying healthy. They hadn't done that the last few years, and they were able to do it last year.
Ruben Frank took the pledge. He will attack.
I didn't hear that.
If I heard that.
Taking the pledge.
That's the pledge.
I believe I technically took the pledge.
Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Always a pleasure, Rube. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks.
He took the pledge out.
He doesn't know it.
He took the pledge.
He heard that.
And I'm going to tell you something else. I'm taking my own pledge.
Are you? What is it?
If they lose. All right. I went through the whole thing. They've posted the odds for all the games now except the last two.
Yes.
Right? And the Philadelphia Eagles are favored to win 11 of the 15 games.
Interesting.
The same Vegas people have the over-under at 9.5, which makes no sense since they're favored in 11 games, right?
Yeah.
But the first four are all Eagle wins, according to the odds.
Cookies.
Right? And the fourth was 9.5 points against the Jaguars. If the Eagles lose any of those first four, they will feel my wrath.
They should.
That is a pledge.
Yeah.
Because, Al, I need 4-0. You know what 4-0 equals? The beginning of a Super Bowl season. 4-0 is the way you start.
4-0 sounds like Arizona.
No, 4-0, Al, happened with the Philadelphia Eagles. Well, they lost the second game. They were 9-1, the Eagles that won the championship. Win them early, celebrate late. That's the message. Hmm. It's another little saying.
Wow. It's another saying.
I just wrote that down.
I'm going to start writing these down
win
someday.
Win early, celebrate. Can you spell celebrate?
Win early, celebrate late.
Hmm.
Excellent.
Thank you. I'll be here till
10. Put it on your fridge.
Walt is up from Brookhaven. Hi, Walt.
Good morning, everybody. How you guys doing?
Walt, I'm trying to prevent somebody from blowing $100 million. Are you with me?
I'm totally with you. Doesn't Daryl Morey watch the Sixers play and watch James Harden play? And doesn't he watch James Harden play in the playoffs and see that he can't do it anymore?
Wow. One of those playoff games, Harden just checked out. Didn't even participate.
He must believe that Harden was hurt last year and was not playing because of that hamstring. That has to be the
how many
only thing
years of
it.
Those excuses? Yeah, how many
I
years?
I know.
And the season starts November, December, January. Are you going to see Harden really exert himself?
No.
So I
you won't.
You know,
what, you won't
I,
know I gotta, until the playoffs
I
got to
wait
until
next playoffs.
You do, You do.
And didn't he listen to Joel Embiid say that James Harden is not the James Harden of Houston anymore?
Yes, he did say it. You're right. But they're going to pay him like he is.
That's unbelievable.
If I had $100 million, I would not spend it on James Harden.
Yeah, I'd spend it on Angelo to stay around another couple of years.
That would get it done.
They're trying.
$100 million, 2 years, that's $50 million a year, Walt.
They're almost there.
I'll be honest with you, Walt. If somebody put that on the table, I might rethink my position.
Listen,
it is about money.
Wife continues to buy truffle mayonnaise, you're going to need get that kind of money.
Walter, I just found out that mayonnaise is $8. You think there'll be a conversation with me and the brains of the operation later today?
And I don't think she'll care whatsoever.
I don't think there'll be a conversation.
No, there will.
This is a sit-down.
$8 mayonnaise? How many ounces is that, Ray?
Hold on.
It's aioli truffle mayonnaise.
Sweetie.
It's a little jar. $8. No, I will not. It's got little specks in it. That must be the truffle.
That's the dollar bills they chopped up.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
I think the only sitting down is going to be you sitting down and her telling you not to worry about it.
Walter, I'm the man of the operation.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Walt, give me something that will be around, unlike the Melrose Diner.
How about the Philadelphia Eagles?
Oh,
wow.
That's a good
one. Possible name change.
Now,
right?
Please understand. Yeah, Eagles are safe.
Yes. Yeah.
But they did move in the 80s. They tried to move to Phoenix.
Yeah.
But it's highly unlikely that would ever happen again. It's a good one. I like that one because it's you got to think about it for a second. 215-592-9494. When we come back, how can you even watch a baseball game when it's done by ESPN? I'm going to give you an example, several examples, of how terrible their broadcast was on Sunday night. WIP Sports Time, 8:16.
Hey, step up to the tee and take a swing at betting the PGA Tour on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Right now, new customers can bet the tour, no sweat, first bet, and if you don't win, you get up to $1,000 back in free bets. Hey, this is an awesome way to go, especially right now with people getting ready for those tournaments coming up across the pond, if you will, so there's some chances to get in on guys. You do the research, you probably come up with that winner, or at least somebody that's in the running to keep that whole weekend that much more interesting. Hey, look, the no sweat bet is just terrific. Take player one, player two, there's props. It's heaps it. You're in play the entire time. This is great. It's a great promotions every week on FanDuel. It's a safe, it's a secure app, and you get paid your winnings really quickly. That's why I love it, and you're going to love it so much. FanDuel Sportsbook is, of course, the official partner of 94WIP. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app, sign up using the promo code AL, and get started with your no sweat first bet up to $1,000.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.